Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast for entrepreneurs who are ready to drop the hustle and earn more. I'm your host, Danielle Amos, business and success coach, certified Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I'll bring you amazing entrepreneurs who have built wealth, harnessing the power of their mind. Prosperity and money are truly about energy, and I'm on a mission to help you create financial abundance through the power of thought. It's time we started normalizing conversations about money and create the wealth that is yours. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome to episode 217 of the Prosperity Practice, the podcast that has you living your most abundant life. This is Danielle Amos, and I am your host. Today, I talk about having off days and how we all have off days and how important it is to not allow it to stop us or hinder our growth or progress. Here's the thing. Success, the definition of success that I love comes from Earl Nightingale. He says success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, or the progressive realization or unfoldment of your goal, your desires. So as long as you're moving in the direction of your goal, you are successful. And off days are normal. Actually, that's where a lot of the growth is. And for those of us, not sure if many of you are like this, probably not, just kidding. But those of us that are hard on themselves, we can really judge our off days. Like for me, the little voice in my head goes like, you should know better and should is shame. So what I've realized is that my happiness, my ability to move through these days is up to me. Like I'm in control. It's a decision and it's not dependent on my outside circumstances. And I've created steps that help me shift my negative thoughts so I can move into a more compassionate state. So you're going to love this episode. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message if it resonates. And of course, share the podcast with others. Let us help others who are hard on themselves. And, you know, right now it's interesting times. So the more resources that we have, the better. The more that we know that others are also in the thick of things, the better. So I rely on you to help me share it. Thank you and expect abundance. So I was having sort of an off day, and it's not the problem isn't in having an off day. Like who's had an off day where you just wake up and you're just like, not sure. And it's not like I was like really negative or anything. I just felt kind of funny. And here's the difference though, when we have an off day in this material is we have so many tools we can use to help us. And so what I notice is that I don't stay off for very long, but there's a win in that I want you to recognize that it doesn't matter how aware you are or at what level, the off days can also happen. So I know for sure Bob has off days and he's been studying this material for 60 years. So the off day isn't the thing that's the problem. It's actually everything that comes after the off day. What do I mean by that? Well, my mind said to me, my paradigm was like, well, like, shouldn't happen to you. Like why are you saying these things to you? Like, you know better. And it was like really all this bull crap that my voice said in my head after the part when I had the off day, that was the problem. And then I realized I got this Bob's voice in my head. I don't know if that ever happens to you, but it basically said like, happiness is a decision, Danielle. Happiness is a decision. then I realize that everything is just a decision. And I want you to write that down. Everything is just a decision. And happiness is an inside job. Like, I get to decide. And it's not based on my surroundings. It's not based on, like, I don't know, the number of sales you've had this week or like all the wins that you're associated with. It's really like a state of being that I decide from the inside out to have. So there is, it's easy to be happy when things are going well, or, and change that word. Like, it doesn't need to be happy. It could be, it's easy to feel opulent. It's easy to feel abundant. It's easy to feel confident when right? When your outside circumstances match that feeling that you want, that is easy. Wouldn't you agree? But a true professional, Bob says, has a good attitude regardless. Meaning, like, we get to create the way we feel, and it's not based on the outside world. And here's the thing, the outside world, like the way that if I feel good because things are going well for me, that's still a victim to my circumstance. That's still playing victim to my outside world. And so happiness comes from the inside, or abundance comes from the inside. It's an inside job, not my surroundings. And so what I realize for myself is that I get to decide, and I have tools to use, and I need to decide to actually use them. And I also, it's like, if we look at manifestation, it's being her now before the evidence in my outside surroundings gives me the reason to feel happy, abundant, or good. And this is really the work. So I'm going to say this another way. I have to be, put in words that from you, you have to be happy with yourself, with your life, with your bank account, with your business, with your relationship now. Not when you have the clients, the ideal body, the perfect body, or the perfect weight, or the bank account, the millions. I've got to be happy. I've got to feel abundant. I've got to feel prosperous. I've got to feel successful. I have to feel confident. Whatever all of those feeling words are that you've attached to the way you will feel when your goal achieved, you have to feel them now, even though there's no evidence in your physical world. And this is the work. This is your challenge. Now, when I say the word challenge, what came to mind was hard. What if it was easy? Because whatever you believe is your truth. So what if the feeling of abundance is easy, or confident, or, you know, what if you don't have to, like, you know, do all this like other work behind it? Like, what if you just get to decide? Because everything you believe is your truth. Everything I believe is my truth. I know this for sure, that you need to make a decision to want it. You need to make a decision that it's easy. You need to make a decision that you want to feel that way. Because I can not make a decision and then just feel whatever I'm feeling based on my circumstances, which is the paradigm, right? Do you see that? So I've got to make a decision to want it. And then when I make the decision, I look for thoughts or ideas that support the goal achieved, to support the feeling now. So I want to use this idea of, like, how you feel when you look in the mirror. So often I hear people say, okay, well, yeah, I'll feel awesome when I lose those 5 pounds or 10 pounds or 20 pounds, or I'll feel healthy when these pants feel better, or, and it doesn't work that way. Like, you've got to feel healthy now. And so then if we use this idea of like how you look in the mirror, and you can use it for money or whatever your business, but I'm going to use this example because for me, it brought it all together. If you feel healthy or confident or sexy now, when you look in the mirror, and then you find thoughts that support that feeling, those thoughts will grow because you're putting your energy there. So for example, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, ah, I really love how this silk looks on me and how it feels in my skin. And so I'm going to like find thoughts that support how I feel. And and you have a choice, because you can see either the good, like what you want to see, or you can see what's missing. And if you see only what isn't, like, I've got to lose the 20 pounds, then that's going to grow. So if this is one of the most important things that you can take from this work, and if you just take this, it will make all the difference. Because when your mind is either focused on what you don't have or what's wrong or what's missing, or it's focused on looking for the ideas that support you with the goal achieved, it's one or the other. And so you're going to find thoughts that actually support what you want to think. And I want you to find thoughts that support how you want to feel with the goal achieved, so that you can feel it now. And then all the other things that your mind is saying, because it will say, okay, like, oh, that shirt looks really good. Or I love the way that silk dress hangs on you. It looks really awesome. And then the mind could be like, yeah, but da 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 da. All of the stuff after yeah, but is just the paradigm. It's bullshit. And I want you to come with a more playful attitude when you realize all of those thoughts after, and say, this is what I did on Monday, was just say, that's interesting. Like, to me, I'm noticing the thoughts, all the crap that's going on, and going, huh, interesting, interesting. And I'm noticing what I'm saying to myself. And I'm noticing how it doesn't fit with Danielle with the goal achieved. I also noticed another thing, that you would never speak to someone like you're speaking to yourself in that moment. You realize that? You would never say those things, ever. And if someone spoke to you like that, wouldn't you like, but yet we do it to ourselves. And here's the thing I notice, is that it doesn't go away. It just says like the next level thoughts based on the new paradigm. For example, mine was saying, Danielle, like, you're aware, you've been saying this for five years. How come you're thinking, how come you're feeling this way? And it was just nastier in a different way. I don't know about nastier, but it was just a different voice. So then I realized, and I said, okay, that's interesting. And then I created some steps that really helped me. So I want you to write these down. So I want you to let go at these crap feelings that don't serve you, that are not in line with the harmony, in harmony with who you are, with your goal achieved, and saying, that's interesting, even laughing, like, how ridiculous. I would never allow anyone to talk to me like this. And you sort of let it go. And so how do you do that? Number one is that I don't want you to judge yourself. So if you're having an off day, it's not that you're having an off day that's the problem. The problem is all the crap that you say to yourself after you realize you're having an off day. And so the number one step is to not judge yourself. Like, the judgment is the real crap. That's the problem. It's not the feeling that's the problem. It's not the first voice. It's all the crap. And so then your second step is to say, like, that's interesting that I'm thinking or feeling this right now. And for me, I got connected to, like, I knew that feeling. So I was like, huh, interesting that I'm beating myself up in this way. I remember this. I know this feeling. I know you. And I sort of like isolated it. And then the third step was to say, how do I want to feel, or how would I prefer to feel, or what do I want to think, and how would that feel? So do I want to have that beating myself out thought? No, I don't know. The answer is always no, right? Of course, no. So then what do I want to think about myself, and how would that feel? And your mind can still go, but, da-da-da-da-da, so bring it back, okay? And then the next step for me was to notice, is that thought even mine? Is that thought mine? Like, that just came to me. I was like, huh, I don't think that's mine. And then I got connected to, and here's the thing, you don't need to know where it is. And though I had this image of my grandpa talking to me about settling, being happy with what I got. You don't need to know where it's from. You don't need to know why you have the thought. It's just a paradigm. What are paradigms? Paradigms are a collection of ideas and thoughts and beliefs that were programmed into you. So it's not even yours. Of course not. It's not yours. So then my next step was, I decided to send it back with love. I decided to reject it and just send it back to the universe with love. You don't need to know who it belongs to. It's just something that you learned along the way that was programmed into you. And it's not my feeling. It's not my thought. And so when we send it back with love, I just saw that that was my decision. Here comes back that word, that D word. That was my decision to just send it back. And in the moment, I felt such relief. And it's like, I didn't have any judgment at that point. Like, there's no judgment. I don't want the worst part of, like, whatever is the beating yourself up is like the judgment of, like, whether this is like you have a bad day or you fell off your studies or da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is, insert circumstance, right? So I'd like each of you to have way more compassion for yourself. Find way more compassion. Now, notice at the same time, if you have a paradigm of, like, if it's your habitual way not to show up, you know, then that's a paradigm that you want to change, okay? So notice if it's like a one-off to have a bad day, or if every day feels like a bad day. Does that make sense? Because one is like a blip and one's a paradigm. Okay, so one is really the paradigm taking you out, really, like having a bad day, having a temper tantrum. And the other one is your habitual behavior. So you need to know yourself, thine own self, be true, be honest with yourself. And anything that is habitual way of showing up, it's not wrong or right. It's just part of the paradigm. So you want to choose something different.
All right, that was the episode. Send me a message and we'll see you next time. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you for being here, and expect abundance.